Christian music is the only musical genre that actually increased sales last year. This year, Christian music will sell over 50 million albums. What's given rise to such success? Christian rock. Ask any Christian rock musician today who opened the doors for them, and they'll all give you the same answer. Stryper. Stryper was a Christian heavy metal band during the 1980s. They were huge, and not just in Christian circles. Stryper sold millions of records and played sold-out shows around the world. They were even the first band to ever have three songs on the MTV Top 10 Countdown at the same time. Oz Fox was Stryper's lead guitar player and backup singer. He told Ann Strainchamps that many Christians had problems with the idea of a Christian heavy metal band.
Especially in the appearance end of it. I mean, when you're wearing spandex pants, you don't really look too Christian. You know, we teased our hair up really high.
Heavy makeup.
Yeah, the music was loud. We were kind of on the verge of glam as well. At the time, that was a popular thing with the rock scene as well. It just turned into this thing where we felt we wanted to play this kind of music. I guess it was just a passion for the music. And what we believed in was important to us as well. We wanted to blend that in. And we didn't know what was going to happen. We knew that there was probably going to be a lot of people that would think, oh, this is crazy. And we did. We got scoffed a lot. But for the most part, there were a lot of young people out there who really were into heavy metal, but their parents wouldn't let them listen to it because they were Christians or they didn't like the way it sounded or the way these guys looked or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And we brought an alternative to these young people who wanted that kind of a genre of music. And as soon as they showed it to their parents, you know, obviously their first reactions were, oh, this can't be true. But then as time went on, we became their band and it just exploded on the scene.
I want to play an example of the kind of music Stryper played and what you're talking about. This is More Than a Man off of your To Hell with the Devil album.
Great song. Great song, yes. Words are really meaningful.
So the lyrics go, you know, God, I will follow you because you died for me, gave to me your life to set me free. Anyone who asks shall receive Jesus in your heart. It's time for you to start giving God all the glory. So is Stryper more about preaching, do you think, or more about the rock and roll?
Well, I believe it all goes hand in hand. If music can be used as a way to bridge the gap, to send a message to a young person who likes the music, but may not necessarily know the message, if they hear the word in the music, they're going to respond. And that's exactly what happened to a lot of these young people. They responded to, well, first they liked the music, but then they responded to the words. Then they looked deeper into the whole situation and saw what we were, and it changed their lives.
Do you think some teenagers who listened maybe wound up being converted?
No, definitely. It's proven. I've got... There's many, many people who have met me in person or have emailed me or sent letters that have told me that Stryper and the ministry of Stryper has changed their lives. And some of them have gone on to be pastors, youth pastors, missionaries, the whole thing. It's amazing, and it's humbling. I never expected that to happen.
When Stryper hit the mainstream music scene, you guys really exploded. I mean, you had top 40 hits, number one videos on MTV. I think at one point Stryper had three videos in MTV's Top 10 Countdown. That would be amazing for any band, but even more so for Christian music. I wanted to play one of your number one MTV hits. This is the rock ballad, Honestly, which a lot of people might remember.
I'm a friend who I will.
surprise you, the success of a song like Honestly, you know, which beat out the likes of Madonna, U2, or Bruce Springsteen for a number one MTV spot?
To me, it was just, it was awesome, and it was neat to be able to see people liked our music and that we were touching lives, and that it went to number one was exciting. But, you know, ultimately you feel, wow, that's something's happening and something's working with what you're doing. And it seemed like this was working. This was reaching people, and people were being touched by it, and that made me feel good.
In the meantime, the rest of the heavy metal scene, a lot of it, was the satanic side. And this was a time when Motley Crue had a hit song and a video called Shout at the Devil, which was basically a song in praise of evil. And Stryper then came out with this song, To Hell with the Devil, which was a big hit. Maybe we could play some of that.
Okay. Definitely some flapping going on in that throat.
was this kind of song a reaction to what was happening in the music scene around you?
Oh, definitely. We knew what was going on out there. We felt strongly, strong feelings against what was happening with rock music. Not that we didn't like rock music. It was just some of the stuff that was out there that was blatantly in-your-face satanic was really irking us. That was our reaction to it, was to come up with a song that would be totally opposite to that. And well done, I think, you know. It gets the point across. And actually, that song became one of the anthems for our group, was, you know, let's get rid of the devil and let's become soldiers under command. Let's believe in Jesus. That's really what it was all about.
Oz Fox was in the Christian heavy metal band Stryper. He spoke with N Straight Chaps.